genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
Never before have I turned on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes they can cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free for all and a heart of sin. You can bet your life. Stakes are high and so am I. It's in the air tonight.
All right, welcome back to it. Free for all Friday, of course. And the phone line is open for your convenience. The free for all common sense hotline open for your convenience. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Of course, this hour of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by the Michigan 529 programs, making sure your kids and grandkids get the education that they need. To learn more, go to savewithmi529.com. That's savewithmi529.com. Some punches thrown last night during the Republican debate. Some Republican punches thrown back and forth. Donald Trump, obviously, the focus of as many punches as Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz could throw. They're trying to do anything they can to get him off his game. The latest numbers from Michigan, by the way, show Donald Trump with 41% support here. That's up 7 points from just a week ago. So Donald Trump is starting to pull away here in Michigan. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz both down. Marco at 17, Ted Cruz at 14. But John Kasich also on the upsurge here at 12 points, which is about double of where he was not long ago. So, the field is starting to shape up here in Michigan. Of course, the primary here is on March the 8th coming up. Super Tuesday is this coming week. And you wonder if somebody doesn't, for example, if Ted Cruz does not do well in Texas, if he doesn't win Texas on Super Tuesday next week, is he in, is he out, what happens next? So last night's Republican debate was fairly important, and I saw some things that reminded me of debates past. Aaron Call, the director of the University of Michigan debate program, back with us today to talk more about how it went last night. Aaron, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It seemed to me that I think the best line of the night potentially was Donald Trump saying to Marco Rubio, "You've never hired anybody. I've hired tens of thousands of people." It was a big applause line winner. I thought Marco looked pretty strong, but I thought that set him back on his heels. And for me, Ted Cruz had another average performance at best. How do you break it down?
No, I would agree with those points. Especially the, I think the hiring line was good. I do think, though, that Trump missed an opportunity later after that line in the debate. Rubio criticized Trump about being audited, and I think Trump could have used that line again and said, "The only reason that I'm being audited is because I actually do create jobs, you know, where you never have." So I thought there was a bit of a missed opportunity there. I think that Rubio had a second excellent debate in a row. I thought he did very well last time, but Trump, even though being attacked by two candidates at the same time and being in the center of the stage, kept his composure and had another good performance as well. And finally, I do agree with you about Cruz. He had a home field advantage being in Texas, and I think the crowd was helped him a little bit, and he started out strong, but in the end, it was mainly a two-person affair between Rubio and Trump, and he was kind of an afterthought. And as you mentioned, Texas is so important for him going forward, because if he doesn't win, he may not even make it into the next debate and the Michigan primary coming up soon.
Yeah, he might have to bow out. I was wondering about this. Let's say Ted Cruz does leave after Super Tuesday. You know, do you think how long does it take, Aaron? To kiss and make up, if you will. I mean, there's been some pretty hard punches thrown between himself and Donald Trump. Do they ever resolve that, or is that just kind of a festering wound forever?
No, I think, some things, it's politics. You never say never, and you have to have a short-term memory. But I think last night we saw that, and this may be true, too, now with Trump and Rubio, that kind of reconciliation may be impossible. And even after the debate, you saw an alliance formed almost between Cruz and Rubio to both attack Trump on stage, and I think that may continue on to the campaign trail. And even after the debate, Cruz said that Rubio would make a much better president than Trump. So no, I think if anything, it may be could be Trump and Kasich. They were, I think, had a better relationship on stage and stayed away from attacking each other.
Yeah, I've been saying that for some time.
I don't know if that would be possible given how heated these debates are, and that's going to continue on the trail and then into future debates potentially as well.
Yeah, I've been saying that for some time because you have to go back about three or four debates now, and Donald Trump has not attacked John Kasich. He's been basically out of the fray. He made some comments about Ohio getting lucky about their economy because of fracking, but that's about as far as he went, okay? And so he's focused on Kasich, said, I like that guy. Those three or four debates ago, he said it a couple of times. And now you look at it, he says, in picking a vice president, I need somebody who really knows government, who really knows how to work the inner workings. Well, Kasich was in there for 18 years as a congressman. He has a pretty fair understanding. He's been governor of Ohio for two terms now. To me, I feel like Donald Trump is setting the table, if you will, to say, here, I think that the Ohio governor is the guy that I want to work with.
Yeah, it looks that way. And first, I will say that you're right. The only time that he directly criticized Kasich was about the oil, hitting oil and being lucky. And I think that was one of the big mistakes from Trump in the night, because this is a line that we've heard before in previous debates. And last night, Kasich was ready for it with, you know, facts, and I thought that was one of his stronger moments of the night. And so that just shows the danger of kind of recycling lines, and especially then when the candidates are ready for them. But no, I think you're right. Trump has said publicly that he'd like someone to balance out his kind of outsider status and nature, and Kasich could be the one, and that fits with his. He always, rather than engaging and really getting down in the muck, is kind of touted his compromise and negotiating skills. And one of the best lines he had last night was, I thought, on the subject of the controversy between the federal government and Apple, talking about, you know, he's the only governor that remains on the stage, and he's had successful instances of brokering deals and things like that. And we could certainly see that. But the one potential caveat to that scenario is Kasich was playing with house money last night because he's not expected to do well on Super Tuesday. It's more of
That's correct.
A lot more on the line for Rubio and Cruz. But the next debate in Michigan, you could see a little bit more of an aggressive and different Kasich, because it's do or die for him in Michigan and Ohio. So he may have to turn up the heat a little bit against Trump, and that'll be interesting to see.
And we just learned that his numbers in Michigan, Kasich, that is, have gone up from 6% to 12%. Trump has also gone up 7 points to 41. Rubio and Cruz continue to shed support. So we'll see what happens here, Aaron. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
No, I think it's interesting to see how this will affect the race. I thought that this was Rubio had another good debate, and but what we've seen is that Trump's been pretty Teflon, and his supporters are so loyal that even when he's pushed in the debates, it hasn't really impacted the trajectory of the race, and I think that'll probably continue. We'll be in the same place next week.
All right. Well, Aaron Call, always a pleasure, and of course, we'll continue to break them down every time we go through another round. I appreciate your time. There you have it. Aaron Call, director of the University of Michigan Debate Program and Debate Institute. He knows how this all works. It's all on the line going forward, and when we come back, we'll talk about the movies. We'll take a little bit of a break from the serious stuff. Have a little bit of fun on the Steve Gerber Show.